This is not a Silicon Valley. This is not Research Triangle. This is a rural Polk County location. So how is that going to affect this university? How is it going to affect your job? Is it going to make recruiting more difficult? Tell me about how this fits in.
It will make recruiting more difficult, but it's an opportunity. We like to use this as a catalyst to start really developing that I-4 corridor, high-tech corridor that everyone talks about. You know, we're geographically located halfway between Tampa and USF and Orlando and UCF, both of them great institutions. And so the question is, how can we bridge the gap between those two institutions and help create that mission and create that corridor?
I read an article about you recently. He said, Dr. Avent sees the future of university research as less curiosity-driven and more focused on solving real-world problems. Tell me what that means.
Traditional university research is generally basic and early applied research. And that kind of falls into two categories. One that's curiosity-driven. For instance, Niels Bohr, when he studied the atom, there was no problem that he was trying to solve. He was just trying to fundamentally understand the atom and what made the atom. That was in contrast to Pasteur. So when Pasteur studied microbiology, he was trying to understand the fundamental processes behind pasteurization and microbiology, but he had a problem in mind, which was to make milk products safer. You know, lasers, the person that invented lasers wasn't trying to solve any problem. They were just interested in coherent light.
Well, but that's what I was going to say. I mean, a lot of times this basic research leads to things you can't foresee.
It's that curiosity-driven basic research is a high-risk, high-payoff. And so what we're trying to do here is, instead of having everything in all universities be on that curiosity, high potential, high risk, high payoff, is let's bring in some universities that can go off, build stronger interactions with industry, and go off and solve some of their problems so that we get some steady returns and steady job growth out of that.
You've been at MIT, you've been at NC State, you've been at UNC, you've been at schools with a long history and a deep culture.
Right.
So what are you trying to build here? What would people say about Florida Poly 20 years from now?
I'm trying to actually take the MIT culture and bring it here. And that's not to say that we're going to compete anytime soon with MIT. But if you look at the history of MIT, MIT was set up in direct opposition to Harvard. Harvard was a very liberal arts school where students went and they studied Greek and they studied Latin and those types of topics. When MIT started, it was in direct opposition. It was really started off as a college for blue-collar workers, for people that were machinists, for people that were engineers. And that's the culture and history of MIT, as it's a hands-on university. They're actually expected to go out and to start companies and to license technology. It's a part of their culture. And that's the same thing we're trying to create here, is that we're rewarding faculty for getting out, for being proactive, working with industry, trying to create new things, try to license stuff that they do.
So tell me, what's the typical Florida Polytech student going to be like?
Strong in math and science. I think someone that has a genuine curiosity about things. Someone that likes being hands-on. But also someone that's very good in the fundamentals.